Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting second. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting third. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Olson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Vern Olson. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elmer Riddle. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Elmer Riddle. And now, play ball. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a fly ball into left field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCormick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon bunts towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Frey covering, for the out. McCullough moves to second. One out. Vern Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen strikes out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Stringer hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft hits a fly ball into left field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cabaretta. Riddle reaches second base with a double. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Cabaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCormick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cabaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason hits a fly ball into left field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into left field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops it up and throws to first, with Olsen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 1 in the game. Lieber hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 1 in the game. Dahlgren strikes out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 0 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dahlgren. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vern Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 1 in the game. Olson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kraft. Olson reaches second base with a double. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riddle fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCormick bunts in front of the plate. McCullough fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to second. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick is walked intentionally. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 2 in the game. Frey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Juice scores. McCormick moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Reds. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4 to nothing, Reds. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Lombardi hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 2 in the game. Lieber hits a line drive into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 2 in the game. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 2 in the game. Kraft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Riddle bunts towards the mound. Olsen fields it and throws to first for the out. Kraft moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a line drive into left field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. McCullough moves to second. Augie Gallen pinch hits for Bobby Sturgeon. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCullough scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Reds. Johnny Hudson pinch runs for Augie Gallen. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Vern Olsen. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Hudson now playing shortstop. Todd Presnell now pitching. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 3 in the game. Gleason hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Frey hits a fly ball into left field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 3 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.